what? This is...
What you mean? What
is... Boards that overlap, do you call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's weatherboard.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did, now, when you... When they would take the clothes out, would they take them out and stuff like... And things like this?
Yeah, some of them would. There was... at that time, you had hampers that were woven.
Yeah.
By the local Negroes. They knew the art of weaving them. Yeah. In the early days, I don't see any more of those hampers.
Yeah.
They built sort of small at the bottom, and they...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They carry them on their head sometimes.
They'd carry them on their head.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, sure. They'd balance them. I've seen them go down the road.
Now, this is just a... this that.
Oh, no, that's just something recently, of recent origin, maybe the last 10, 15 years.
Fruit bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
But you did have a lot of things like that, you know, that you would use to carry things in and out from the field.
Yes. They usually wove those baskets. There was certain Negroes that had that art, you know, of weaving these baskets.
Yes, sir.
And you would buy them from them. They'd go around selling them. They were made out of cane reeds.
Mm-hmm.
But that has been lost. No one does that today, not in this section anymore. But usually the Negroes that did that were had Indian blood.
Yeah. They were a different, in other words, there were a lot of different types of people here, weren't there?
You had Negroes.
Yeah.
You could divide the people.
You call them niggers, right?
Well, niggers, yeah. You had three classes of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had the Negroes.
Yeah.
You had the poor whites. And you had the whites that were educated and had property. You understand?
Yeah.
They belonged to the upper class. That's just a rough division.
Yeah.
Of
then I'd say a child born of a mixed marriage. Did you have those?
Oh, lots of. In fact, I got some name. Have the name LeBoon. Guérin.
They're not the kid you are.
Yeah, well, yes, they are. I can show you one in town in Euros. I speak with him, a man my age. He's related to me.
Really?
He's first cousin.
You mean your father had...
No, it's not my father. It was an uncle of mine.
Yeah.
A lot of these families, that's another thing.
Yeah.
It was to transpire. A lot of these men had... Negro mistresses.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this uncle of mine was my father's oldest brother, and with his generation, his time, he was much older than my father.
Yeah.
It came to an end. You understand? But the generation before, for my grandfather, great grandfather, and you can go through this section, and you can run into the name Bergeron, the Negroes. LeBeau, Guérin, and many others.
It was very common.
I can pick them, go through the telephone book. It was very common. They had their mistresses.
Yeah. And what did you call them? Were they, I mean, what type of people were they? They weren't white.
No, they were mulattoes.
Yeah.
A grief is one quarter white. A mulatto is half white. A quadroon is three-quarter white, and a octoroon is seven-eighths white, I believe. And then, after the when it gets to 15/16, they don't count it. There's no, seems to be no name for that.
Yeah.
But principally in this French country, most of the men had mistresses.
Uh-huh.
You'd be surprised.
And did they have any other names, slang names for them, you know, would they call them high yeller or anything like that?
No, it wasn't used. In
yeah.